Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold. So 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon was a concept really like no other. The idea is that everyone in the entertainment universe can be connected to Kevin Bacon in 6 moves or less. And that never turned out to be false. It was the first social phenomenon. It spawned a book, which spawned a board game, which spawned a website, which spawned a 6 Degrees movement that we're going to talk about. And today that movement is 20 years old and it's still alive. And one of the 3 drunken college boys who created this and has ridden the wave for 20 years is Brian Turtle. And I spoke to Turtle because he addressed a huge room full of people at the South by Southwest conference with Kevin Bacon. And I couldn't believe that this guy is now educating our youth. So how was that experience, Turtle?
Really cool. We spoke in front of a room of 2,500 people about the game and how it's grown in the past 20 years. And what that actually has now led to is now I'm going back to where it all began, Albright College. And you speak of educating people in some way, shape, or form. But now I'll be hosting a lecture at Albright College next month, which we're tentatively titling the Albright Origin of the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon and its Cultural Impact. I never expected to have cultural impact attached to this game, but it
but
really
you know
has.
What? You do.
Yeah.
I mean, as funny as it sounds, this when I thought about this being the first social phenomenon, I thought, that's exactly true. And the connectivity is really behind it. I mean, Facebook, LinkedIn ripped you off, dude. LinkedIn is one degree of separation, 2 degrees of separation. But this is, the idea is that we're all connected to one another through someone else. And you really established that concept.
Well, you know what, I would love to take all the credit for that, but the real truth of the matter is that it was just my buddies Mike and Craig, who you've met before, and myself, and really just trying to kill some time in college over a case of beer. And that's really how it all started. And the fact that here we are 20 years later, still discussing it and kind of saying it was one of those touchstones into social media and, you know, kind of, I guess the craziest thing of it all is that more people probably now know the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon than know the 6 degrees of separation.
Now, when you gave the talk at South by Southwest, you were up there with Kevin Bacon. I know you know Kevin Bacon, although you didn't when you invented this drinking game, turned board game, turned social phenomenon. Right. So when did you first meet him?
We called up the Jon Stewart show, which was well before the Daily Show. He had a show on MTV. And they had kind of like some stupid human tricks segments. And we thought that this whole idea of name an actor and anybody you name, we can trace it back to Kevin Bacon in 6 steps or less. We thought that was a pretty good stupid human trick. So we went on the Jon Stewart show. The first time we were with Dennis Leary. And then a year later, they called us up because they were having Kevin Bacon come on. He was going on to promote Murder in the First. So we met him there. We met him backstage, and I don't think he knew what to make of us. You know, he wasn't sure if we were making fun of him or if we were flat-out maniacal fans or whatever. But once he got to know us and know we were just a couple of college dudes just kind of chilling out watching Footloose one night when inspiration struck, he kind of got on board with it. And a lot of people wouldn't. So, I owe my life to this guy at this point.
Well, he certainly went along with it. Then he embraced the concept, right? I think I heard something about a 6 degrees movement that he's a part of. What's that?
Yeah. You're right that he kind of went through a phase where he's like, all right, I'm done. I'm sick and tired of talking about the game now. I'm a serious actor and I want to get back to my career. But the game just wouldn't go away. And it sort of began to follow him everywhere. And rather than really make much of a stink about it and kind of get fed up, he gave in and he started a website, 6degrees.org. And what that site does is it connects people to their favorite charity. And through that website and through this whole 6degrees.org movement, they've raised over $10 million for various charities.
That's amazing. Now, you, Brian Turtle, also turned this into a career. a job and a career.
Right.
So, which is also amazing, the power that this thing had, this drinking game between these three dumb dudes at Albright College.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah,
I can't deny any of what you're saying. Exactly. Right.
So talk about your job a bit.
Okay, so we started Endless Games back in 1996, and it's a board game company. And our first product was the Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon board game. And we went around and got on a bunch of radio shows and did some TV and got to hang out with Kevin Bacon and promote that whole thing. And it really kind of legitimized our company pretty quickly. And it gave us the opportunity to go out and do other things in this toy industry that I'm now a part of. And we do other board games. Folks can check out endlessgames.com or find Endless Games on Facebook and Twitter and see what we're all about. But we do party games. One in particular is a game called Name Five, which is all about, it's basically like a cousin to the Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Instead of it being all strictly movie-based, it's things like Name Five Breakfast Cereal Mascots, or Name Five Movie Starring Tom Hanks, Name Five Songs by Pearl Jam. So it really is a fun party game like that.
Do you find resistance among people under a certain age for board games, or are there still an appetite for it?
I think there's really been a resurgence in board games. I think that because we're so constantly tethered to the computer or our cell phone or whatever it is that is this driving force in our life, it's nice to get unplugged and get around the table. And I like to think of the board game as like the last pure platform of human interaction. And it's seen a big resurgence in the recent years, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So I think that, yeah, it doesn't always take a lot of big whistles and bells to get people to have fun.
Well,
and that's what games do.
Not only that, I think it's badly needed. When I, you know, go to a restaurant and I look around, I'll see a family of four, mom, dad, daughter, and son are all on their individual device. And it's it's really nice that they're having dinner together, but nobody is talking. We no longer interact with each other. And a board game is one of the easiest, simplest ways to do that and to have some fun.
So it's been tough to try to maintain that kind of analog integrity in the digital world that we live in, but it's been fun and challenging at the same time.
What are some of the other titles of your games at Endless Games?
Well, we do the Family Feud as a home edition, so that's a popular one right now. Steve Harvey has really taken the Family Feud to a whole new level, and we do the home version of that. A great party game we have called Oddly Obvious. You should check that one out. It's a game where all the answers are in your face, and there's clever clues and punny clues that kind of give the prompt the players to look for the right answer on the front of the card.
Oh, that's fun.
It's all good stuff, and it's all just basic, simple. We do some kids' games. I've got two daughters at home, ages 5 and 7, and they inspired us to get into doing some kids' games. We do a game for young girls called the Cupcake Race, which is sort of like a Candyland type of a game, but you go around the game board and you're trying to build yourself a cupcake. It's not all based on drinking games anymore.
Yeah, well, good for you. You've evolved. You know,
I guess. Yeah.
Now that you're a father.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that this Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon idea has lasted 20 years, especially when things last about a minute and a half today. I'm glad you're working on board games, because I could almost blame you. In a way, we're almost over-connected today in that we have a wide network of connections, right? You have 200 or 2,000 people that you're supposedly connected to on Facebook or LinkedIn, but the connections are all surface-related. They're not really connections.
Right. You still have like the 10 or 15 people that you're going to want to interact with every day. And then there's the other 900 that you say happy birthday to because Facebook tells you to.
That's right. You know? I will say, though, that you have spawned something on Google, the Bacon number. Can you just quickly explain what that is?
Yeah, well, you can type in Bacon number and then an actor's name, and Google will literally spit out to you the connection and how that person is connected to Kevin Bacon. Google just came up with that all on their own. And I guess enough people were looking up Kevin Bacon or looking up Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon that Google decided maybe we should put out Bacon number. And it seems like every time I think the game goes away, something like that'll pop up that'll put it back into the spotlight. Or with Kevin Bacon promoting the following, he still gets asked questions about the Six Degrees.
Oh my
so
God.
It really, It just said, will live forever, I guess. I
I
don't
guess
know.
so. It's like the blob, right? You can't kill it.
I hope so, but
Yeah,
a little
very, very resilient.
less destructive. Yeah, right.
Well, congratulations on your 20th anniversary of the first social phenomenon, the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Thanks.
And more importantly, everybody who laments the overuse of devices and technology, invest in a board game. It's cheap and
That's right.
it'll return hours and hours of fun with you and your friends and your family. Endlessgames.com, right, Brian?
That's correct.
Okay, endlessgames.com. Brian Turtle, congratulations. Thanks for joining me. It's good to connect with you.
Likewise. Thanks, Leslie.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.